We are doing Surah Isra today, and Surah Isra, also called Surah Bani Israel, is a surah that was revealed early on in Mecca, and it has in it one of the most famous verses that we all hear about, and we all hear in khutbas and durus, and inshallah it is something that is very important to comment on. And that is the verse, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Lord has decreed that you shall worship none other than Him, and that to your parents you will show ihsan. Now, this verse was revealed in early Mecca, which means even before Allah had legislated fasting and prayer and zakat and hajj, before any of the rituals had been revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already gave us certain rulings. And the most important ruling was you worship Him and you don't worship the idols. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهَ. And then the second most important ruling, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And in the entire Qur'an, no other commandment has been added on with an and, wow, after the command to worship Allah, other than the command to show respect to your parents. Let me repeat that. No other person, no other entity, no other being has been tacked on to a command to worship Allah and then something else. Worship Allah and another person other than the parents. And that is where we get this expression, which is a very Islamic and a valid expression, that the maqam of the parents, the status of the parents, is second only to the status of Allah. And this is a Quranic maxim. We have derived it from the Quran. That the Quranic paradigm is very clear, that after the rights due to Allah, ibadah is due to Allah. To parents, we have to show ihsan. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. Oh my Lord, have mercy on them. They have reached an old age now. They are suffering from ailments and calamities. They have whatever they have. Oh Allah, have mercy on them in this world. Have mercy on them in the next world. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Even as they used to take care of me and they would nourish me as I was a young child, as I was a young boy. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that you can never really repay your parents. They have done much more than you can ever do unto them. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course the hadith goes on and on. So our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded us that al-walidu awsatu abwabil jannah, that the father is the, and the mother, walid here means father and mother, the parent is the middle or the largest door to jannah. Al-walidu awsatu abwabil jannah. This means the easiest way to enter Jannah is to give khidmah to the parents. The easiest way to enter Jannah is to help one's parents. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, رِضَى الرَّبِّ رِضَى الْوَالِدِ وَسَخَطَ الرَّبِّ سَخَطِ الْوَالِدِ. That the pleasure of Allah is found in the pleasure of the parents, and the displeasure of Allah is found in the displeasure of the parents. So whoever wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with him should please his parents. Whoever wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with him should be pleasing to his parents. And whoever is worried about the punishment of Allah should be worried about the anger of his parents. In that famous hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad and also in the Sunan of Abi Dawood, where a sahabi came from Yemen and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ji'tuka min Yemen. O Messenger of Allah, I have come to you from Yemen so that I can give you bay'ah. I can become a sahabi. I can do jihad behind you. And I have left my parents, wahum yabkiyan, and they're crying because they want me. I left up my parents and I came to you. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you want the pleasure of Allah, farji' ilayhima, go back to them, wa adhikhuma, and go make them laugh as you have made them cry. Go make them laugh as you have made them cry. This is what our Prophet ﷺ said. You think you want Jannah? You've come to me and you've left your parents crying? How can you get Jannah in this manner? He came to be a sahabi. He came to do jihad behind the Messenger of Allah. But he left his parents crying. And the Prophet ﷺ said, you think you will enter Jannah in this manner? Irji' ilayhim, go back to them. Go back to them and make them... Go back to them and make them laugh as you have made them cry. This is the way to enter Jannah, is to please the parents. Go back to them and make them laugh as you have made them cry. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the one who told us that the easiest way to get to Jannah was by pleasing the parents. The son of Abdullah ibn Zubayr, the famous Sahabi, when his father passed away, he said, "I am not crying because my father has died, or just because my father has died. I am crying because my easiest door to Jannah has been shut from me." This is why Abdullah ibn Zubayr's son was crying when his father had died. "I'm not crying just because he's died. I'm crying because my easiest door to Jannah has now been shut from me." We do not know how long we have with our parents. For those of you whose parents are alive, do whatever you can to please them and make them happy. For those whose parents have moved on, there is much that can still be done. A man came to the Prophet and said, "O Messenger of Allah, my mother has died. What can I do to help my mother now that she is dead? Is there anything I can do?" The Prophet said, "Ajal, yes, there's much that you can do. Make dua for her. Seek istighfar for her. Give sadaqah on her behalf. Make udhiyah. Go for hajj and umrah. Visit her relatives and friends that you would not otherwise visit." So these are things that can be done once your parents have moved on from this world, that we should try our best to do whatever we can. If our parents are with us, then please them and make them happy. If they have moved on, then there is still much that can be done. Sadaqah, zakah, hajj, umrah. Being in touch with their family and friends, which is something that most of us don't think about. There are friends and relatives you don't think about, but they would contact them. They would go to their houses. If they've moved on, it's your job now to be in touch with those families, to go and establish relations with them just for the sake of your parents. And one final point of advice, my young brothers and sisters, those of you who are still, mashallah, tabarakallah, young and healthy, teenagers and in college, realize that as you grow older, your greatest regret will always be the bad memories that you have left with your mother and father. You will never be able to take back a harsh word. You will never be able to take back a bad memory. Any time you caused your mother or father distress, it will cause you much grief as long as you live. It is easy to get angry as a young man or woman, but the regrets and the memories that remain will be painful for you. So my dear brothers and sisters, remember what Allah has told you in the Quran. Don't say uff to them. Don't speak harshly to them. And keep on being kind and generous. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. You want to earn the pleasure of Allah, you have in front of you two doors, your mother and your father. Please them and you will enter Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.